Boom. Hey, and welcome back. This is your host for the Team Gilbert podcast. My name is Jamark Gilbert. I am the captain of Team Gilbert. I am here today with my special guest. Her name is Mariah Gilbert. Mariah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. So, Mariah, I'm just going to ask you a few questions just so everybody can get to know each member of Team Gilbert in our first official podcast. How do you feel about that?
Good.
All right, good. So, let me ask you a question. What was your favorite family event in the past year? Favorite family event? Could be anywhere. Many, many times that we went places. What was your favorite family event? She's thinking. So many events to choose from. Was it the time we went to Hawaii?
We didn't go to Hawaii.
Okay, I was dreaming that night. Okay. It was the time we went to Europe.
We didn't go to Europe.
Oh.
Our last family reunion.
Last family reunion?
Mm-hmm.
Where was it at? I think I stumped her. You remember?
I don't remember.
It was in Delaware.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that.
So, what did you like about that family reunion? Got to meet all your cousins that you never met before, and the food.
Yeah, the food was really good.
And remember all the crabs that Cousin Jean and everybody got?
My favorite thing that I liked was when we went on the boats and you brought...
Oh, yeah. We did go on the boat. I didn't get on the boat. I think I did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I got off that boat quick. That boat was... It wasn't right. It was a little paddle boat, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I really didn't like that paddle boat. It wasn't stable enough. And I was on one side, heavy, and then BB was on the other side. It was kind of leaning. Yeah, it wasn't messing around with that. All right, so do you have any favorite sports?
I like watching football.
You like watching football? What's your favorite football team?
The Bengals.
Yeah, give me a little fist bump on that. Boom! Chaka, chaka, chaka. The Bengals. So... let's see if we can get a exclusive confirmation from you. A little birdie, like a little Tweety bird, told me not to say anything, but we're gonna get the answer from the horse's mouth. A little birdie told me that you, Mariah Gilbert, might be interested in joining the middle school basketball team right now. On the Team Gilbert podcast, can you tell us if that is true or false?
It's true.
What? Come on, everybody. Come on, give a round of applause. Give a round of applause. Mariah's going to try out for the middle school basketball team. That's pretty good because you got the New Jersey basketball street park legend in your daddy. What are you laughing for? I am a street ball legend in New Jersey. Retired. Two-time NBA, National Basketball Association, Hoop It Up, Grand Champion. Did you know that? I got the medal sitting right over there on the trophy case. Two times. Me, Cousin Tion, Cousin Jason, Uncle Bud, Cousin Chris, we went and shut it down. We got the medals to prove it. And since then... Knee surgery, I had to retire. But then Cassie came. We're going to talk to Cassie next. And she came and she's taking on the basketball dream of the family. And now you're about to join the ranks too. What is it like about, what is it that you like about basketball?
I just like how it's good exercise for you.
Mm-hmm.
And how you can run and down the court and you can like learn sportsmanship.
Oh, good. Good. Teamwork. And good sportsmanship are very important when you play organized sports. So that's good that you like that. Let me ask you a question. Where's your favorite restaurant you like to eat at? Thinking about it? So many different, so many good choices. Put it to you like this.
Well, there's this one restaurant that I just went to for the first time. I think
it's
my favorite.
What's that?
Ethos.
Ethos. I need another fist bump on that. Oh, so you eat at Ethos. That means you must be hashtag team vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. what? I'm hashtag team vegan too. So good. Ethos is pretty good. Ethos is located in Winter Park, Florida, around right there on, Park Avenue by Rollins College. Yeah, good food. So check them out. So, anything you want to talk to our guests, tell our guests that's listened to our very first podcast about you that they may not know? I hear you can...
Well, when I get older, I want to be a singer.
You want to be a singer? So, maybe this summer, you can possibly get your YouTube page back up and running again. Yeah. Start singing on YouTube. That's how Justin Bieber got found. And a couple other kid celebrities got found on YouTube. And plus, there are YouTube kids making millions and millions of dollars on YouTube. Just singing and doing pranks and stuff like that. So, hey, you could be making millions. And you can help your daddy and your mommy retire early. What? Millions of dollars? We'll be your managers. We'll do it the right way, though. We ain't gonna do like Gary Coleman did. His parents did him. You probably don't know who Gary Coleman is, no, but yeah. We'll talk about that after the podcast. You know what I mean? Okay. All right, so what was your favorite movie that you saw this year?
Black Panther.
Black Panther? What did you like about Black Panther?
I mean, it was really funny.
Uh-huh.
And
just like the action?
Mm-hmm.
It had a lot of good action. So, it's my understanding that you now have your very own movie pass that says Mariah Gilbert on your movie pass. So, school's out in 2 days. Well, 3 days, because tomorrow's a holiday. So, then you have the entire summer to just start going to the movies and watching the movie pass. So, you're looking forward to that?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking forward to your movie pass?
I don't know, because it's unlimited.
Unlimited movies. Are you trying to do a commercial for movie pass on the podcast? They ain't paying us for that.
No.
I'm just kidding. All right, Mariah. Well, it's been good talking to you. Anything else you want to tell the people before you sign out?
No.
No? All right. Well, Mariah's been good. Thank you for coming through today. We'll be right back with our next guest. Will be the one and only Cassandra Gilbert. And she has a lot she wants to talk about. We'll be right back. And we are back. So this is Team Gilbert's podcast. I am your host, Jamark Gilbert. And today we are interviewing all the children. And coming into the studio right now, we have Cassandra Gilbert. As she comes in and sit down, she's all smiling and giggling and laughing. She don't know what she's about to get into. Hey, Cassandra, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good, good. What were you just doing, Cassandra, just now?
Doing homework.
What? Doing homework on a Sunday? You are so dedicated. And there's only 2 days left of school. So, Cassandra, this is our Team Gilbert podcast. We're letting the world know everything. Try to get to know any secrets, any breaking news that you may have, anything. So, how was your... You played middle school basketball this year, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I feel like I'm actually improving on my basketball skills and... I learned some things that I haven't, I didn't know. And so I think it was very fun playing middle school basketball.
So what were some things that you learned going into this year that now you feel like you improved on? What were some things that you learned about playing organized team basketball?
I like doing the pick and roll, doing defense, and playing forward.
Playing forward. I also saw you playing a little bit of point guard, too.
I'm playing some point guard.
What did you learn about playing the point?
You gotta go fast, dribbling down the court, because they can set up their defense on the other team very fast, so you have to use a lot of communication and do signals and different stuff.
Communication is always the foundation of everything that you do. Keep that in mind, even on the basketball court. So I was, because your games start so early, I don't know why they start your games at like 4:30 when parents don't get off work till 5. But I was able to catch your best game of the year. And I got the statistics right here. So Cassie, you had in that game, you had 8 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, 3 assists, 2 block shots in one game.
Yes, sir.
That is absolutely amazing that you had. That was your stats for that one game. So that was pretty good. So next year, are you going to play middle school basketball again?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good, good, good. So next year, so this summer, I heard that your training this summer is going to be pretty unorthodox and challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your summer? What's your summer basketball plans?
Going to the park, playing with some of my teammates, and we get just learning from the boys. I'm gonna be playing with the boys, you know, learning from them, because when you learn from the boys, if they maybe they're good, mm-hmm. better. So now I get to learn from them, and then when I play basketball, I'll be very good.
Yeah, and another thing is, even if you get out there and you don't get to play, still standing there and watching other people play, you can pick up little tips as other people play. Because I've done that too. Because if you didn't know, your daddy's a street ball legend in Irvington, New Jersey. Shout out to Irvington High, by the way. But yeah, I'm a street ball legend in Irvington, New Jersey. Got my name engraved on the court. And I'm also, like I told him in the last segment, I am a two-time NBA, National Basketball Association, Hoop It Up 3-on-3 champion. I got the medals to prove it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you can learn a lot from your daddy. So that's good. So that's your basketball career. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about you for a second. What's your favorite food?
Brisket.
Mm-hmm. So, and hold on a second. Let me back it up a little bit. To my understanding, you live in a house full of vegetarians, mm-hmm. vegans, and only you and your younger brother Brandon are meat eaters?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get your meat in the house when your parents don't eat meat?
No, I just eat whatever I'll make. And at school, they do have meat, but that's the only time I get to eat meat.
That's pretty good. But we still buy you guys meat.
Yeah, true.
Actually, yeah, we don't buy a lot. So it actually helps us out because we get to save money because we only got to buy meat for two kids. Because y'all the only two to eat meat. So it works out pretty good. Oh, and I just remembered, on our trip back from Mississippi this past weekend, your brother, Brandon, said he was going vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
So last time he went vegan, it lasted 3 hours. So far he went vegetarian. It's been one day. We'll see how that keeps going. All right. So how was your school year this year?
Very good.
Doing very good in school. Grades are looking pretty good. It's kind of up and down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So what are you looking forward to this summer?
Looking forward to, well, you know how I've been saying how I want to mow the yard? I want to start getting money this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start doing that and start working out a lot.
So you ready to put in some work this summer?
Oh, yes.
So you trying to put in some work to get, what, some LeBrons?
Mm-hmm.
And some Currys?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. You do some work. You can do that. You put in a little hard work. So what's your plan to make money?
I'm going to make flyers, and I'm going to go around in our neighborhood. I'm going to ask them about it. I'm going to ask them. And it's $15 for a yard.
Okay.
So.
$15 a yard, you undercutting the professionals out there. They might not like that. They might come here. They might come to the house looking for, like, who's this little girl charging $15 a yard? But here's the thing, though. Cute girl comes to the house and, hey, can I cut your grass for $15? They probably be like, yeah, just because you're cute and you only charge them $15. So you might have yourself a summer gig right there. So that's pretty good. Well, Cassandra, it's been a pleasure. I ain't going to take too much of your time because you are doing your little studies and everything. So keep up the good work. Much success for your basketball, middle school basketball season next year. And if you got anything else you want to tell the audience in our first ever podcast for Team Gilbert.
Been a pleasure for me to be here today.
All right, give me a little fist bump. And all right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, folks, we're going to take a little break. And coming up next, we have the prince of Team Gilbert. That will be Tavares, Mr. AKA T Styles on Instagram, Gilbert. We'll be right back. Hey. And we are back. This is Jamar Gilbert. We're here back with Team Gilbert Podcast. And as you hear the song, he brings the swag. We have in the studio audience right now, Mr. Tavares Gilbert, who is the prince of Team Gilbert, a.k.a. T-Styles on Instagram. Wait a minute, it's T-Styles what?
6602.
Mr. T-Styles 6602 on Instagram. Go follow him and hit him up. How you doing today, son?
I'm doing good.
You a little fist bump there. You look a little nervous. I see your sister over here looking through the studio glass. So she's coming up next. I'm just going to ask you a few questions. This is the Team Gilbert Podcast. We're letting everybody know how the school year went and some interesting facts about you. So recently I heard you just came back from ROTC camp.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, when we first got there, they made us line up and we were divided into different companies, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, and Delta. I was put in Charlie Company. And I've heard bad stories about Charlie Company and how bad they were. But every event that we did, we got in first place, except for the tug of war, because the other team cheated.
Now, how do you know they cheated?
Well, because during tug of war, they switched out their partners in between. So, but they didn't count. They didn't get counted off for it. But we ended up winning best company, and we won a whole bunch of medals.
More medals, because I just went in your room a few hours ago, and there are medals like all over the wall. Yes. So you just added another medal to your collection. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, cool. So yeah, I posted a picture on Facebook, and a lot of people were saying congratulations. So you might want to go on and tell them thank you. I'm just throwing that out there. You got your Facebook account. All right, cool. So how did your school year go this year?
It went okay.
Did you play any sports or anything this year?
I did some of cross country, but mm-hmm. we didn't really have a coach.
Right.
Because he didn't really show up to school.
Okay. Well, a little birdie dropped a little question to me, and I'm going to ask you the question. You get to tell me if it's true or false. So there's this video circulating on Facebook of you jumping over my head. Mm-hmm. And you got a lot of clearance jumping over my head in slow motion. So a certain someone, your mother, said that you possibly might be on the Deltona High School hurdles team this upcoming year, your senior year. Is that true?
That is true.
What? So you playing? You going to run the track team in hurdles? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, the way you jumped over my head, you can clearly clear a hurdle, so that ain't no problem. So you're going into your senior year in high school. How does that feel?
Amazing. Finally almost done in high school.
Almost done. Oh, putting in 12 years of work, grinding, grades, getting up early.
Yeah.
Cool. So what are your plans after high school?
College.
Okay.
For criminal justice.
All right. What do you want to be?
FBI agent.
FBI. So you're going to go to Quantico.
Yes, sir.
All right. FBI is a good field to be in. Okay, so what's your favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie? That's a tough one. Probably Fast and Furious.
Fast and the Furious. Which one, though? Because it's like, what, seven of them? Six of them?
Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift was pretty good. A lot of people don't like Tokyo Drift, but it was pretty good. It's better than that one where Vin Diesel was flying through the air on the bridge from that army tank. Mm-hmm. That's when it was getting too crazy. But now they have a spinoff coming off with The Rock. Oh, yeah. He has his own movie coming out soon. Mm-hmm. Cool. What's your favorite food?
Well, it changed.
Well, okay. I know what it used to be cornbread, right? Mm-hmm. What is it now?
French toast sticks.
All right. Hey, here's another thing we found out this week. Burger King's French toast sticks are vegan, approved by PETA, which means two things. One, I don't think you can really classify those as French toast sticks if they're not made with bread, were not made with milk or eggs, but they found a way to get around it. But PETA said that they are vegan, so you can eat French toast sticks. But you're not vegan, you're vegetarian, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So what was your favorite family event that we did this year?
Favorite. where we all went out to the movies on Daytona.
When we went to go see... Oh, so that was all of us, Team Gilbert and Grandma and Papa, and went to go see... Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage.
Rampage with the Rock. Yeah, that was pretty fun. We had a good night that night. We got to do that again. Mm-hmm. What we try to do is at least once a month around the middle of the month, we all try to go out and do a something big, like a big family event. So, yeah, that one was pretty good. It's another one that I know, but I don't want to spill the beans yet that me and Mommy want to go to and take you guys, but we'll see. Might do that this week, since it'll probably be like our big congratulations to all of Team Gilbert for finishing school and going on to the next grade, and then your sister is graduating high school. But we'll talk about that on her segment next. So, all right. So, what do you plan on doing this summer? Because so far, I'm going to give you a heads up. Brandon, we interviewed earlier, he's planning on gaming hard this summer and going to the movies with his movie pass. Mariah is planning on getting her YouTube page back up and running. Cassie, which kind of surprises me, she's looking forward to making money. That dinero, that guap. Because she want to get some LeBrons and some Curries. And that brings us to you. What are your plans this summer?
I have two. One is to get a job.
A J-O-B. So you want to make that money too, huh? That cheddar cheese. Okay, what else?
And two is to get at least 200 followers on Instagram.
But you got to tell, what's your Instagram name?
My Instagram name is T-Styles with a Z, 6602.
T-Styles with a Z, 6602. I'll see what I can do. I'll repost that for you. So 200 followers on Instagram, and you want to get a job. Fill out any applications?
Not yet.
Probably want to do that now, since the summer's starting like 2 days for you guys. Probably want to start filling that out now. All right, it's pretty good. It's two good things you want to do this summer. So what are you going to do with all this money if you get a job this summer?
Well, you see, I have plans for prom next year.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You don't want to say your plans on the...
No, not yet.
Okay, you don't want to spoil it for anybody. You plan on going in a helicopter or something?
No, not a car, but not a helicopter.
Because you got your permit. You'll be able to get your license this fall, right? Yeah, in August. Well, this summer, you'll be able to get your license. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if the world ready for that. Man, I just had a moment right there. I was like, okay. All right, cool. All right, T-Styles. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah.
We're going to be right back, and we're going to come back with T-Styles' sister, the princess of Team Gilbert, Tariana. And we are back. This is Team Gilbert's podcast. I am your host, Jamar Gilbert, the captain of Team Gilbert. And coming into the studio right now, we have the princess of Team Gilbert, the 18-year-old Deltona High School graduate, Tariana Gilbert. Tariana, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. We're just going to ask you a few questions because I know you're kind of busy because life about to start right now. And don't start giggling because I know you're going to start laughing. So just going to ask you a few questions. So my very first question, well, very first statement is first, congratulations on finishing high school. That is a huge task. You ready to walk across that stage?
Yep.
Are you going to cry?
No.
Are you going to cry? You know your mama going to cry, right? I might drop a little. I'm not going to say I'm going to cry. But there might be like some dust in the arena and it might get in my eye and it might water a little bit or it might be hot and I might be sweating and it might be coming down my face looking like I'm crying. I ain't gonna say that, but I'm just saying. Your mama gonna cry though, all right? I'm only gonna tell you that. And your grandma,
yep.
Your nanas, your cousins, everybody gonna be in there crying. T.T. Kiki. So, looking forward to it?
Yep.
So tell us, how was high school?
I don't know how to explain it.
Was it fun? Was it boring? Are you glad it's over?
I'm glad it's over.
You got any good memories from high school? Met some good friends?
I met a lot of people.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, what are your plans now after high school?
Go to college.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to major in?
Criminal justice.
Just like your brother just said the same thing.
Yeah,
but he said
he copied off of me.
Well, hey, he said, but he said he's going to the FBI. He's going to Quantico. I want to go that route, like Homeland Security. What about you?
I'm going to the Army.
So you want to go to the Army. You want to go in as an officer. Going to tell people what to do. Still got to go to boot camp. They just ain't going to be that hard on you. So that works out pretty good. And you get a lot more money going that way. Oh, man. With all five of you guys finishing college, me and mommy just going to get to lay back on the beach somewhere and relax. Looking forward to that. All right. So I was asking all the other kids. I'm going to ask you the same questions. What are you looking forward to this summer? Yours might be a little bit different because you just finished 12 hard years of high school. What are you looking forward to doing this summer?
I really don't know. I just want to have fun this summer.
Just want to have some. This is the summer to have fun. This is summer to go out and have fun, do crazy stuff, and go out and hang out with your friends before they all go off to the military and college. Sounds pretty good. You plan on working? Your brother said he want a job like today. Cassie said she want a job. Cassie want a job because she want to get some Curry's and some LeBron. Like, she can't get cheap sneakers. She wants the $100 sneakers. So Mariah wants to get her YouTube page popping. She want to get out there. And Mariah is also the face of my new Vegan Gang t-shirt. So she's getting a little modeling going on. Brandon just want to play video games. I mean, but at 9 years old, what else can he do? So you just chill. Ain't nothing wrong with chilling. 12 hard years, sleep in, get up, do a little something, something, hang out. It's good. Pretty good. Good. So what was your favorite family activity that we did this year? Favorite family activity. Var, your brother liked when we went to the movie theaters all together and seen Rampage. I think Cassie, no, it's Mariah. Mariah liked the family reunion that we had, even though it wasn't this year. But that was like a favorite memory. So, which is good. I mean, you always have a good time when you hang around family and everybody. So, what was your favorite thing we did this year?
Going to theme parks.
The theme parks. Theme parks were fun. Yeah. Now that you guys are a lot older, you can remember, we probably want to do like the big Disney, all the parks. Instead of just the one park, we're probably going to do all the parks and just make a whole like week of it. So, you guys are like that. Because now that you guys remember, when you last time I went, you guys were really, really, really small. So theme parks are pretty good. Now, I ain't getting on the rides because some of the rides.
The rides are the best part.
Yeah, but some of them are a little scary. Like the one that go all the way up and it just drop you down. Nah, bruh. Nah. What's your favorite movie? Because you watch a lot of movies. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, Terry, you gotta watch this movie. You're like, yeah, I already watched that. So, what's your favorite movie?
I don't know. Oh, The 100. Well, it's a show, but
still, that could be your favorite. It's a good show. All right, so I see you rocking that Hustle Hard Achieve Greatness t-shirt. I like that. If you want one, you can inbox me and I'll hook you up with one. But what about your favorite food?
Corn
is still your favorite food after all these years. So when we make your graduation DVD, we're going to just put a big picture of a piece of corn on your favorite food. So corn. So that'd be pretty good. So let's take a little flashback since you're 18. You're grown now, out of school. Do you remember the birthday party where we got you the pony?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had a pony was riding around the yard. I seen a picture of that the other day. I was like, man, I forgot about the pony. That was pretty good. How about your, can you dance?
Yeah.
Did you dance at your prom?
Yeah.
You got video?
Mm-mm.
All right. So is there anything else you want to tell Anyone in the Team Gilbert official first podcast before we get you out of here today?
No.
No? So we'll guess what, next time we'll be seeing you, we'll be broadcasting live from the graduation, watching everybody get all misty eyed. Except for me. I'm gonna have my shades on so can't nobody see. I'm gonna be over here cool. All right, Tariana. Well, thank you, the Princess of Team Gilbert. Now, if you don't mind, coming up next, we have the Queen, the icon, Pamela Gilbert for Team Gilbert, coming up next, right after this message. And we are back here, back at Team Gilbert Podcast. Coming into the studio right now, we have the queen of Team Gilbert, Pamela Gilbert. Pamela, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful, and I didn't agree to this, but I'm here.
But it's just a little simple. We're just recapping some things for Team Gilbert. We already went through the kids. So how has your school year went?
Oh, this school year has been challenging.
Okay.
But it's been good overall.
Good. I hear that you have a graduate in the house.
I do. Miss Tariana.
Yep, the princess is graduating this year as we are being stared at through the window from Brandon.
We have a stalker as well.
Yeah. So, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions I'll ask the kids, and then we'll go ahead and get you out of here because I know you have a pretty busy day, know everything. So, first question, what was your favorite family activity this year?
Well, anything that I do with the family, I always enjoy. Let's see, this year. I had a lot of fun with our movie outing with the kids.
Can you guess which kid said the same one?
Brandon.
Nope. It was Cassie.
Okay, yes.
I think it was Cassie. I have to go back and listen to the podcast. I forgot. I was asking a lot of questions. But one, I think it was, it was Varus.
Oh, was it Varus? Well, it was our first time. We take the kids to the movies quite a bit, but it was the first dine-in movie
experience
for them. So, yeah, that's pretty neat.
Some of the other things, Mariah said she liked the family reunion, but I had to remind her that it was a couple of years ago, but she still said that still stands out because she got to see all her little cousins and she got to eat all the crab she wanted. So I think that's what it was.
The Delaware reunion. Okay.
Tariana liked going to the theme parks.
Okay.
Varus, of course, liked the movie night we did with Grandma and Papa at the dine-in movie theater. Went to go see Rampage.
Okay.
Brandon just liked spending time with everybody. So that was it. All right, cool. So, do you have any plans this summer? Because you're a teacher, so your school's out here in 3 days. So, what are your plans this summer?
I am going to be starting some walk and talks, part of my fitness journey. And I'll share a little bit more with you about that at a later time.
Okay.
But I'm going to be walking and possibly doing my own podcast. I'm going to call them walk and talks. And I'll be walking with a few other teachers, as well as with the kids. So, and we'll be putting in a number of miles this month, and upwards of more than 100 plus miles a month. So, that's my plan. Something that I'm excited about. And other than that, I'm going to be resting, relaxing, and getting some cleaning done, and attending my first semester of getting my second master's. So.
Ooh, nice. So possibly this fall, we're going to have 3 of the 7 members of Team Gilbert all in college.
That is true.
Tariana's going to college. You're going for your second master's, and I'm going for my doctoral. And then next year, there'll be 4 of us.
In college, yes.
In college. Oh.
Yes. Yep.
That is awesome. What's your favorite food?
It used to be ribs.
why not ribs anymore?
Because I don't eat meat any longer.
All right. Welcome to the family. Vegan gang.
Yes. Well, I'm not vegan. I kind of consider myself vegetarian. I do eat fish. I eat seafood. I don't know that I really have a favorite food, so to speak, anymore. I like shrimp. Coconut shrimp, specifically. So that will probably be my one of my favorites.
You have a movie pass, correct?
I do.
What is your favorite movie that you've seen on movie pass so far?
I like the Gabrielle Union movie that we just saw. That was
Locked In.
Yes.
Locked In was pretty good.
And I also liked it. Kind of started off slow, but it was the Overboard.
The remake.
It was really cute. I enjoyed that.
I have to see the original because I didn't even know that was a remake.
Yeah. So I have to see the original. We'll have to make a date to do that.
Well, one of the things I was telling the kids early in the podcast is that now that school is out, starting Wednesday, they have their own movie pass with their own names on it, so we can all go to the movies. We can have a movie day at least once or twice a week.
Yep.
Oh, wait a minute. There's this thing that I got to do called work first, and then after that, we can go to the movies.
Yeah, small little technicality.
Because everybody's on spring break except for me, so maybe I can talk my job into letting me all not work for the summer but still get paid.
No, but still get paid,
if we can work that out somehow. Use all my vacation for just the summer. See if I can get my boss to okay that. All right, a couple more questions, I'll get you out of here. Anything in your school, like when you're teaching, anything that you want to do different next year to improve your classroom?
Well, I mean, I'm going back to school to get a second master's. I have an MBA, and I'm going back to get a master's in education. Just because I do want to make some changes from a professional standpoint. But not necessarily in my current classroom, but I'd like to teach business education. That's what I finish school. I have my first degree in business, so I do want very badly to teach business. So I'm trying to make preparation to be able to do that because I do have a lot of great ideas to help the kids with technology and a number of things. And I'll be working with my own kids this summer on
some of those things. Do you think the school system gives the kids enough lessons about business? On how to run a business and like open a bank account and what does profit mean and stuff like that?
I think there's enough different types of classes out there. You have economics, you have business education, you have technology. I do think we do have the classes now, whether or not, because some of the teachers are teaching from their own curriculum. So whether or not those items are being taught in those classrooms, that I don't know. I know that Cassandra has learned a little bit about that at school, but from her civics teacher, who's now like covering some economic lessons with her. So, but I'd like to see more of that done. And so I'd like to bring some of that to the school.
It was a good feeling to hear Cassandra come home and talk about the stock market. And Tariana came home and talked about Bitcoins.
Yes.
So, you know, there are teachers out there that even though it's not a part of the curriculum, that they do try to bring a little bit of it into the classroom to kind of expose the kids so they can go home and possibly ask their parents, hey, can I look this up? And the parents could give them a hand. So that's pretty good.
I know that there's like a Dave Ramsey course that can be taught in the schools, and I'd be interested in looking into that to see about maybe teaching that in the schools and if that's an option.
Good. Well, my queen, that is all the time we have for today. We're going to wrap up our official Team Gilbert podcast. Is there anything you want to tell the audience? We got like 1 minute left.
No, just a lot to come in for the rest of 2018 and 2019 from Team Gilbert. So just be on the lookout.
All right, folks, this has been the Team Gilbert official podcast. I will see you guys next time. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast because you never know when we might drop the next one. And we're going to have our very own from Mississippi, David Banner, take us out of here. Have a good week.